Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 14th, 2024, Ash Wednesday, is based on Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21. The preacher is Pastor Steve Ruddesel from Summit United Methodist Church.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commends almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, but emphasizes that spiritual devotion must not be done for show. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Beware practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in heaven. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You can be seated. So I first want to introduce myself again. I'm Steve Ruddesel, and I'm the pastor of Summit United Methodist Church. And we've been going for a few months, and I've made a good friendship with your pastor, Corey, who's just an amazing guy. And we're very kindred in that we just want to be super welcoming and accepting churches here in this community. And so I was super thankful to him for inviting us not only tonight, but throughout Lent on Wednesday night. And then he really humbled me when he said, "Why don't you preach?" And I said, "Wow, that's kind of crazy. So I'm preaching at an away game. This is pretty cool." Thank you so much. And I just have felt so welcome. I can tell my folks are having a good time. They feel really welcomed. And we can't wait to fellowship with you over the next couple weeks. And thank you so much, Corey. So some people I know think that Ash Wednesday is supposed to be depressing. Have you guys heard that before? I would argue that those who think that don't really get Ash Wednesday. I mean, I can understand why confessing our sins and marking ourselves with ashes and reminding each other that we're all going to die someday isn't exactly Disney on Ice, but I argue it's not depressing. If anything, it's refreshing that we do this. It's refreshing in the way that only truth can be refreshing. Because deep down we know that we live in this death-denying culture, which tries to tell us that we can live forever if we just have the right combination of exercise and yoga and vacations and elective surgery. With enough money, this culture tells us, with enough money we can stretch, we can inject, we can massage, we can vacuum out enough skin and fat to appear that we haven't actually lived every single day of our life consecutively, right? It's all very tempting. Yet we all know that buying into all the anti-aging solutions that society has to offer, you actually aren't any younger. And in the worst cases, you don't look any younger. You just look shiny and misshapen. We've all seen that happen, right? And I guess that all feels like a metaphor for our misguided attempts at earthly immortality. So it's a refreshing thing, I believe it's a refreshing thing, that we as Christians all over the world, both Lutheran and United Methodist and others, I think it's refreshing what we're doing tonight, what we're doing today, that we gather to remind each other of the truth, to remind each other of our mortality. We tell each other the inescapable truth that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. I think it's downright audacious and cool that amidst our societal anxiety about death, we just blurt out the truth, as if that's not offensive, right? We're all going to die someday, but the thing about blurting out this kind of truth about ourselves is after we do it, we can just kind of exhale. So this is the first time I've had a robe on since 2017, okay? And so, and I know there's invariably pictures coming tonight. And so I will be sucking in my stomach like this because I look a bit like Friar Tuck in a robe. I think acknowledging our mortality feels very similar. It's like that moment when you spiritually get to stop holding your stomach in, right? You can just exhale it. Because all the while we're denying the truth, here's the truth. God is delighting in it. We sang Psalm 51. That was so gorgeous. Psalm 51:6 says, "You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart." And the thing is, this truth we speak about tonight, our mortality, is only offensive if it's heard as an insult, not as a promise. It's only offensive when it's heard as being the last word. And it's not. It's far from the last word. The same is true when we talk about confessing our sins. We all too often think admitting that we are sinful is the same as having low self-esteem. I encourage us to think of confessing our sins as acknowledging that we need Jesus in our life. It's accepting the reality that we are all broken and that we cannot free ourselves from the bondage of our selfishness alone. It's saying I cannot by my own understanding or effort disentangle myself from my own self-interest. And when I think that I can, I'm basically trying to do what only God can do. So to me, there is actually a great deal of hope tonight. Ash Wednesday is full of hope. There's a great hope in admitting my mortality and my brokenness. Because when I finally lay aside my sin management program, you guys all have those, right? If I lay it aside long enough to just allow God to work in and through me, that's all I need when it comes down to it, isn't it? Just getting out of my own way and just letting God in. And so this God of which I speak of is not only a God of hope, but he's a God of promise. And here's an image I have of Ash Wednesday. So if our lives were this long piece of fabric, and our baptism's at one end, okay, and our celebration of life's what I like to call them, our funeral on the other, and we don't know the distance between the two of those, if they somehow met in the middle, right, our baptism and our celebration of life, I think Ash Wednesday is that time when they're pinched and they meet in the middle. Our baptism in the past and our celebration of life in the future, and they meet. Let me explain that. It's when the ashes through the waters and words from our baptism and the earth and the words from our celebration of life come together from the future to meet us here today. And in that meeting, we're reminded of the promises of God, the promises that outlast our attempts at achieving perfection and outlast our efforts of self-improvement. These are promises that outlast our earthly bodies and the limits of time. The promises of baptisms and celebrations of life, the promises of birth and death, they're so totally wrapped up together. For we come from God, right? We say that tonight. So we come from God, and to God we shall go. Sadly, there's so much that gets in the way of celebrating that truth. So Lent isn't so much about punishing ourselves for being human. The practice of Lent is just as much about giving something up that is less desirable for us as it is about adding something, maybe it's a spiritual practice, that helps us live more into the truth of God's promises. Lent is about looking at our lives in as bright a light as possible. It's the light of Jesus Christ. It's during this time of self-reflection and sacrificial giving and prayer that we make our way through our overgrown and tangled mess of our life. We trudge through the lies of our self-denying or a death-denying culture to seek the simple, weighty truth of who we really are. Lent is about hacking through that self-delusion and that false promise. It's about getting rid of all the pretense and destructive independence from God. We let go of defending ourselves. We let go of our indulgent self-loathing. And then, like the prodigal son, we begin to see a God running with abandon to welcome us home. But we can't begin to see this God until we hack through our arrogance and our certainty, our cynicism and our ambivalence. The psalmist says that God delights in the truth that is deep in us. The truth. There's no shame in the truth of who we are tonight. The broken and redeemed sinners of God. There's no shame in the truth that our lives on earth will all end and that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. That is not depressing. What's depressing is the desperation in trying to pretend otherwise. What's depressing is to insist that I can free myself, that I can do this alone, that I just haven't managed to be able to pull it off yet. We've all done that, haven't we? I'm gonna figure this out. What is so wonderful, and why I want you to leave encouraged tonight about Ash Wednesday, is that through being marked with a cross and reminded of our own mortality, guess what, gang? We are set free. That takes a lot of pressure off us. We're reminded that we have a God of salvation, and that same God who created you from the very earth to which you will return, that same God of Moses and Sarah and Abraham, is also your God. This God delights in the truth that you are God's very own redeemed sinner, beloved in all your broken beauty. So as you receive these ashes tonight and you hear the promise that you are dust and to dust you shall return, know that that is the truth. And that truth can set you free in a way that nothing else ever can. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for this opportunity, this incredibly welcoming church called Resurrection Lutheran that has just embraced my church and myself with open arms. May we all together, as one big church, embrace the amazing truth that, yes, we are mortal. Yes, we are sinners. Yes, we are dependent on you. But that frees us. That frees us to live into the promises that you've given us. That frees us to be expectant and excited about living in and through God is like. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, Socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.